Texte numéro 70. Patty Jenkins is right. Nothing can replace the joy of watching a film on the big screen. Last week, the Wonder Woman director, Patty Jenkins, gave an interview to Reuters, delivering a somber warning that films may face a similar fate to music. As further delays to the release of the new Bond film drove an Aston Martin filled with the careers of cinema staff off a cliff, Cineworld, the world's second largest chain, announced that it was closing its doors until April. "We could lose movie theatre going forever," said Jenkins, in an appeal to the US government for financial assistance. This year has seen a number of big releases going straight to on-demand or streaming, and some saw it as a testing ground, a dry run of what could be the future of film. It's obvious that people might be reluctant to go to the cinema en masse right now, and impossible to blame them for any nerves about that. But I do hope Jenkins is wrong, as I'm sure she does too, and that when this is over, cinemas come roaring back, Bond and all. Because no matter how high-tech your TV and speakers are, home cinema is not the cinema and it never will be. Watching a film from the sofa robs the experience of its splendour, even if you do turn the lights off and shush whoever you're with for chatting through the trailers. Going to the cinema is special, a treat. It demands your attention like little else does. I wish I had the discipline to switch off my phone in the living room, but the temptation is often too much, and it celebrates what we have paid to watch on a massive screen in an auditorium full of other people who mostly feel the same way. It is another experience that deserves not to lose its value. Gardener's World presenter, wise man and style icon Monty Don has told BBC News that whenever he's in the city, the thing I notice most and what shocks me most is how many people are walking along with headphones on, looking at a phone. He suggested, quite reasonably, that such sensory deprivation might be damaging. They're not notice anything at all, the weather, the sky, any other sounds, and that has to be bad for you. In some areas of some cities I have lived in, often it has been more pleasant to ignore the weather, usually grey, the sky, also usually grey, and any exterior sounds, sirens, traffic, shouting, tutting. But I do take his point, which was also made by the underrated 2019 Christmas classic to be, Last Christmas, which urged people to look up as a metaphor for living life to the full. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2020.